Motley Crue's Nikki Sixx leaves home state of California for Wyoming, a better place to raise our daughter. By Warner Todd Houston on December 17, 2023. In the growing movement of entertainers fleeing Los Angeles and Hollywood, Motley Crue's Nikki Sixx has moved his family to a wonderful spot in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and is wondering why they didn't do it sooner. The 65-year-old, born Frank Farina Jr. in San Jose, California, has abandoned his home state and told the media last week that he and his family love the great outdoors in Wyoming but have also helped bring a bit of California culture with them to their new home. Sixx and his wife, Courtney, 38, both serve on the board of the Jackson Hole International Film Festival, which celebrated its first year of existence last weekend, the day before Sixx's December 11th birthday. "We love the idea of bringing arts and culture to Jackson," he told People magazine. "We've been talking about this for the last year and a half or so. It's been in motion. There's a lot of really fantastic people involved." He went on to praise life in Wyoming. "It just really clears our head and allows us to reset," he continued. "We spend a lot of time outside. I mean, the whole point of being here is to really be outside, whether you're into skiing or fishing or hiking or being up on the lakes or snowmobiling. And it's very social here, so it's fantastic for us," the bass player added. "I wake up and I'm like, I can't think of a place I'd rather be. And to be able to still be creative at 65 and have a wonderful family and be surrounded by good friends. I'm very grateful." Sixx and his wife and daughter, Ruby, 4, moved to Wyoming in 2020 and have not looked back. Sixx told Fox News that the original idea was just to find a place to get away from LA. "We originally started the conversation like, wouldn't it be cool to get a little place where we can go during the summer and take the kids fishing? Or, wouldn't it be cool to go somewhere where we can go skiing together in the winter?" he told Fox News. "We just kept talking about it, but it never happened. Then the pandemic hit. Like many people, we were looking around the country. It seemed like everybody was running towards these rural areas. But it's something that's been on our minds for a long time." He noted that Wyoming seemed to be the perfect place for them because it was far enough away from California, but just close enough if he had to go back for business reasons. Sixx said that in the end, there just didn't seem to be any reason to stay in California. "I felt like my journey took me back to a place where I can go fishing and see the mountains," he explained. "And then one day, my wife was like, why are we still here in California? This is a better place to raise our daughter. We find ourselves coming down to Los Angeles to see friends. But then we are happy to go back home. And we spend 95% of our time in Wyoming. It's home." Sixx is one of many entertainers who have left California behind without any regret. Happy Days actor Scott Baio left the Golden State after decades of living there with his family and has had no qualms about it. Dean Cain, film actor and star of TV's Superman series, Lois and Clark, says he left California because the Democrat Party has destroyed the once beautiful state. Comedian and movie actor Rob Schneider also fled California because of authoritarian Democrats in the Left Coast state. Action movie star Mark Wahlberg moved his family to Las Vegas, Nevada, to give his kids a better life than the mess they were faced with in California. Another action star, Sylvester Stallone, moved his family to Florida and couldn't be happier. Those above are far from the only ones. Indeed, a growing roster of celebrities have left California for other states, including singers Sheryl Crow and Katy Perry, Kat Von D, rapper 50 Cent, and, most recently, actor Taylor Kitsch. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.